I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The great photographer Graciela Iturbide documents a world she calls the Mexican Tempo. It's at once ancient and modern, realistic and otherworldly. A major collector of Iturbide's photographs, the Getty Museum in L.A., has just published a unique graphic biography of the artist. And with me are the book's creators, writer Isabel Quintero and cartoonist Zeke Peña. Isabel, Zeke, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is something of an unclassifiable book. It's kind of a biography. What is your contribution to it, Isabel?
It is a biography, but it's not a biography in the sense that we get to know, you know, what was her favorite thing to eat when she was a child. It's more of an artistic biography, which is what the Getty really wanted, with young people in mind. It looks at her life through her series of photographs and kind of examines what she was trying to find through her photography, through her work. So I kind of took a poetic lens to it and imagined each photograph, like if this was a poem, how would it read?
Zeke, you have contributed narrative drawings that really mirror Iturbide's style. How do these drawings function in the book?
My approach with the illustrations was really trying to center Graciela's photographs in the narrative, a visual style, her framing, her sense of light, her sense of composition, trying to collaborate with Graciela in that way, in a visual way, and hopefully provide the better context for people to understand her photographs.
How does this unusual format serve the subject, Graciela Iturbide?
Well, I think because her work does exist in that middle Mexican tempo, she calls it, that border of like being here and then being in another time. So all the choices we made, you know, the lyrical text throughout the book, and Zeke's illustrations, and all of that exist in that same kind of borderlands where her work exists. And so I think they work very well together.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that there is the history there. There is the research there, but it isn't told in this way that we typically get it in art history, which is very sterile. And I think that it gives young people an opportunity to engage with Graciela in hopefully a more exciting way than what they would typically in an art history book.
You guys might have had young adults in mind when you were creating it, but you've pulled off that magical thing of something that is appropriate for every age.
That was a very intentional thing on our part. And I think it was actually Isabel that mentioned when we were in the process of working on it, we didn't want to like dumb it down. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to make a kid version of this story because Graciela's photographs, they can be intense. They can be very graphic. There's death in them. There's a lot of topics in there that typically we would think about young people and we want to kind of protect them from those things. But I think especially now how accessible so much stuff is that our young people are already grappling with these issues. So why not be proactive about the way that we're engaging with them? How can we show those things to young people in a creative way and in a nurturing way so that they can also start to deal with those issues on their own? So we didn't make a kid's thing. We just made the thing that we would also want to read.
As a young person and as an adult.
Writer Isabel Quintero and cartoonist Zeke Peña have collaborated on a new graphic biography of an important Mexican artist, Photographic, The Life of Graciela Iturbide. More details at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.